Quest frontrunners are on the final 100 miles of trail heading into the race's halfway point at Dawson City. John Little left the Scroggy Creek Dog Drop first at 4 this morning and was followed by Sebastian Schnula, William Cleeden, and Hugh Neff over the next 5 hours. Michelle Phillips, Hans Gott, Brent Sass, Warren Palfrey, and Martin Boozer are also out of Scroggy Creek. The first team is expected to reach Dawson City tonight and claim the halfway prize, 4 ounces of gold. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, mushers chasing the front group are still holding out hope for the rest of the race.
Mushers generally follow run and rest schedules set out before the race, with a few mid-course alterations. Changes that reflect their dog's health, the weather, the trail, and even though most won't admit it, what other racers are doing. Mushers test their competitors to see if they can keep up or try to chase those getting too far ahead. The father of top 10 musher Brent Sass says his son trains his team specifically for the kind of tight racing going on at the front of this year's Quest.
It isn't about just pulling something out of the hat. It's about, did you train properly and know what your limits are of your dogs?
Mark Sass says Brent used this year's Copper Basin 300 race to test his team's ability to pull off a very long run in a race situation.
To confirm the stamina that he really felt he had with them. And he went over 100 miles and 20 hours.
Mark Sass says if the dog's fitness is there, Brent may try to pull ahead with a long run into Dawson. Most top mushers are likely capable of such a feat, but Michelle Phillips, who's also running near the front of this year's race, says the strategy only works as an exception, not a day-in, day-out philosophy. She says she prefers staying with the standard equal-run-rest approach, but she admits it's hard not to try to catch up all at once.
When you're competitive personality, it's hard to do. It's like sitting on your hands and biting your tongue, you know.
Phillips says it's tempting to overly push dogs when approaching Dawson City because of the 36-hour break mushers have to take there, but she says overdoing it can doom the second half of the race.
I mean, just think of yourself as a runner. You get down so low, you're not going to pop back up or have any speed again.
Phillips had dropped 3 dogs as of Pelly Crossing, but is running in the top 10 with what she describes as a happy team with good leaders. There are a couple of mushers conspicuously absent from the top 10 right now. Last year's third-place finisher and the most experienced Quest racer in the field, Dave Dalton, has been struggling. Dalton says he slowed down when he had to carry some injured dogs in his sled, but that his team is back on track and believes he'll reel in those pushing the pace at the front.
That's what I've seen in the past. That's where I usually catch people is in the second half because they've slowed way down, cutting rest in the first half.
Dalton says it'll likely take him the entire race to claw back the 6 to 8 hours he's fallen behind. Other mushers also remain optimistic that the more conservative way they're running will pay off later in the race. Dan Cadus says he's been banking rest.
I've actually rested the dogs 3 hours more than I've run to this point, which is, you know, quite a bit different from the front of the pack. So we'll see how that equates to second half speed.
Cadus, who's been running in the top 20, says not everybody ahead of him will be able to maintain the pace.
A few of them will hold it, for sure, but a few of them won't.
That belief is keeping the spirits of mushers who've fallen even further behind alive. Near the back of the pack, Jason Mackey says he's holding out hope.
I'm not worried. I mean, there's a long way to go. In a day or two, I'll see these teams.
The brother of the race's 4-time champion still has high aspirations despite tanking in the first 2 days of racing. He'd fallen back to 27th place as of yesterday. Mackey says his team excels at climbing and that it'll be moving up as the trail winds through the Black Hills and over King Solomon's Dome on the way to Dawson. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Pelly Crossing, I'm Dan Bross.